Welcome to the lesson. Today we're building a Hoover Stab layer for rag-infused chaos in Ableton Live 12, and yes, this is exactly the kind of sound that can turn a good DNB drop into a proper statement. The key idea here is simple. Think accent, not lead. This Hoover should hit like a vocal scream turned into a synth weapon. It's not meant to live on top of everything all the time. It's meant to flash in, answer the bass, and add that ravey, ugly, mid-range attitude that makes the drop feel alive. First, let's set up the session properly. Create a new MIDI track and name it something obvious like Hoover Stab. Set your tempo around 174 BPM for a modern DNB feel, or drop to 170 if you want it a little looser and more jungle-influenced. Then make an 8-bar loop right away. That's important, because in this style you don't want to design the sound in isolation. You want to hear it with drums, bass, and groove from the start. So get a basic drum pattern underneath first. You want the kick and snare on a proper DNB grid, maybe a break loop or some ghost percussion, and a placeholder sub or respace. The reason is rhythmic context. A Hoover Stab that sounds huge by itself might fight the snare or clutter the bass once the full groove is running, so always judge it in the full loop. Now let's build the core Hoover sound. Waveitable is the easiest place to start in Live 12. Use two saw-based oscillators. Oscillator 1 can be the saw. Oscillator 2 can also be a saw, and to tune it just a little. Set unison to something like 2 to 4 voices and add a bit of spread, but don't go fully wide yet. We want tension, not total wash. Next, shape the sound with a low-pass filter. Start the cutoff somewhere around 300 to 900 Hz and add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. Add a bit of drive too, just enough to give it some bite. Then dial in the envelope so it behaves like a stab. Fast attack, around 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 250 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain at 0 or very low. Release short, around 50 to 150 milliseconds. That short envelope is what makes it work in DNB. You want a burst, not a pad. The stab needs to punch through the mid-range and get out of the way so the drums and sub can breathe. Now we add the movement that gives it that classic Hoover energy. Keep it subtle. Assign a slow LFO to oscillator 2 pitch or waveitable position, but keep the depth tiny, maybe just a few cents or a very small motion amount. You can also use another LFO or envelope to move the filter cutoff a bit on each stab. A synced rate like 1/4 or 1/8 works well, but again, don't overdo it. In DNB, micro motion is usually enough. The drums already provide the main drive. After the instrument, let's process the sound with stock Ableton effects. First, saturator. Add 3 to 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. That gives the stab more harmonics and helps it cut through a dense mix. If you want a rougher character, you can try overdrive or roar, but keep it controlled. We are adding attitude, not destroying the sound. Then use EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz so the sub-range stays clean. If the sound gets muddy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's disappearing in the mix, add a small presence boost around 1.5 to 4k Hz. Be careful here. In DNB, harshness can trick you into thinking something is powerful when it's really just poking your ears. Add reverb next, but keep it short. Think 0.4 to 1 second decay, and keep the wet amount low, maybe 5 to 12%. A small or medium room usually works better than a huge wash. The goal is space, not swamp. You can also use auto filter for movement, especially if you want to automate a slow opening sweep over 4 or 8 bars. That's a great transition trick and it keeps the arrangement feeling alive. Now here's where the sound starts becoming musical rather than just designed. Resample it. Create a new audio track and route the Hoover track into it, or freeze and flatten, if that's easier for you. Record a few bars of different stab positions. Try straight offbeat hits, syncopated hits, and maybe one or two longer tail notes. Then drag the best audio into a clip and start chopping it. This is a really useful beginner move, because audio chopping often gets you to the ragga chaos feel faster than endless MIDI tweaking. It also makes the sound more like a composition tool. Instead of just having a preset, you've got a playable hook. Now build a simple call and response pattern. That's a huge part of jungle and DNB language. Let the bass phrase speak first, then let the Hoover answer. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be mostly bass and drums, then bar 2 or 4 can get a stab reply. Or you can do a turnaround pattern, where the first 3 bars stay cleaner, then the 4th bar bursts with 2 or 3 stabs before the next phrase drops in. A really effective placement is on the end of 2 or the end of 4. You can also place stabs at the end of every 2 bars, or use them as a pickup into bar 5 of an 8-bar phrase. Keep the notes short and leave space. Space is part of the groove. If you want more grit, duplicate the track and make a second layer. This is the lab part. On the second layer, try pitching it up an octave for a brighter scream, or down an octave for a darker, thicker hit. Then process that layer differently. Light redux can add digital edge, or more saturate or drive can make it rougher. EQ out the low end below 200 Hz so it doesn't fight the main body. If needed, narrow the stereo width a bit so the main layer stays centered and strong. This is the important layering mindset. One layer does the clean job, another layer does the messy job, and the contrast makes the whole thing feel bigger. Don't make every layer wild. Now use automation to create tension. Automate the filter cutoff opening over 4 bars or 8 bars. Automate the reverb send rising before a fill. Automate saturate or drive slightly into the drop. You can even automate stereo width, keeping it tighter before impact and wider after. A very practical beginner move is to start the stab filtered around 400 Hz and slowly open it to around 1.2 kHz over 8 bars, then close it before drum fill. That gives the listener a clear signal that something is coming. Now check the balance with the drums and bass. Keep the sub mono. Make sure the stab is not fighting the snare crack. Avoid too much energy in the 200 to 500 Hz mud zone. Use utility to test mono compatibility. And if it feels too loud, lower it first. Don't immediately brighten it just to make it feel more exciting. In this style, level control matters more than people think. Arrangement is where the whole thing really comes together. Don't leave the Hoover looping endlessly. Use it like punctuation. In the intro, maybe don't use it at all or only tease it with filtering. In drop 1, use it sparingly, maybe every 4 bars. In drop 2, increase the call and response. In the switch up, let the chopped Hoover burst out with a little extra FX. In the outro, filter it down and let the drums breathe. A simple arrangement template could be 8 bars of intro, then 8 bars of first drop with minimal stab use, then 8 bars, where the stabs become more frequent and chopped, then 8 bars that strip back into a break or reload moment. That way the stab feels intentional instead of repetitive. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, making the stab too long. If it's washing over the drums, shorten the decay and release. Second, leaving too much low end in the sound. High pass it. Third, over-widening everything. Keep the main layer centered and use width carefully on the top layer. Fourth, drowning it in reverb. D and B needs space, but it also needs clarity. And finally, designing a cool sound but ignoring where it lands in the phrase. Rhythm decides a lot in this genre. If you want a quick practice exercise, build a mini 8-bar phrase at 172 to 174 BPM. Program a simple drum loop, make a basic sub or a respace line, build one Hoover stab in wave-eatable with saws, low-pass filtering, and a short decay envelope, duplicate it and add grit with saturator or redux, then write a call and response pattern. Keep the first couple of bars clean. Add stabs in the middle and use a filter sweep into the turnaround. Then check the whole thing in mono. And that's the core idea. Organized chaos. A Hoover stab layer can bring rave tension, ragga attitude, and midrange character to your D&B drop. But the real trick is control. Short envelopes, detuned saws, careful movement, tight effects, and smart arrangement. Make it hit like an accent. Make it answer the groove. And let the rhythm do the heavy lifting. That's the lesson. Now go make some properly rude noise.